By tonight, there will be a new world snooker champion. They will be crowned at the Crucible in Sheffield. But 21 years ago, it was Ireland's Ken Doherty who became champion of the world. He ended Stephen Hendry's bid to win 6 world titles in a row by defeating the Scot 18 frames to 12. And I'm delighted to say that Ken Doherty joins me now on the line. Ken, can you believe it? 21 years.
21 years, yeah. Where is all the time gone? I don't know. I mean, I look at the guys going out there to play in the final and that, and I just think I was coming down those stairs 21 years ago, the big smile on my face. I was playing Stephen Hendry, the greatest player that's ever been in the Crucible, and all the odds were against me, but I was just so excited and so happy just to be out there playing. And I think that relaxed me, you know, and I was just to win it and to beat him in the final, well, it was just the icing on the cake.
Yeah, bring us back to that time 21 years ago. What was your form like coming into the Crucible?
Oh, it was terrible, terrible. I mean, I lost to Steve Davis in front of my own crowd at the Irish Masters. I think I lost 6-1. I lost to Steve Davis in the English Masters. It was the Benson Hedges at the time in London. And then the week or 2 weeks before the World Championship, I lost to Michael George in the very first round of the British Open. So I had 3 first round defeats coming into the World Championship. And my first round match against Mark Davis, I was only thinking about, you know, if I win this, I'm guaranteed a top 16 place. So for me, that was like, it's a big match. I eventually won that 10-8. And then when I won that match, it was sort of lifted like a big weight off my shoulders. And then I sort of began to play with a bit of confidence, and it all sort of happened from there.
Was there a point during the tournament which you thought, God, I'm playing really well here, you know, I could go all the way to the final? Or was it, you know, that old kind of sports person cliche, you know, frame by frame?
Take every match that come.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what happened. I beat Mark Davis in that first round. As I said, there was a weight lifted off me. I played Steve Davis in the second round. And as I said, he beat me in the Irish Masters, beat me in the Masters in Wembley. And I went out just determined to just try and do my best. I beat him 13 frames to 3 with a session to spare. It never happened, Steve Davis, in the history of the Crucible, as long as he's been coming here, that he was beaten with a session to spare. And that gave me the ultra confidence. I thought after that match, you know, beating John Higgins then the quarterfinals, Elaine Robbie do in the semis, and then, but the confidence that beating Davis with a session to spare, that was the springboard for me to go on and win the World Championship.
And then in the final against Hendry, like you talked about, you know, walking down the steps and the big smile on your face, how happy you were to be there. How nervous were you given the opposition?
Oh yeah, I was nervous. I mean, before the tournament started, I think you could have got me 33s or 40-1, even 50-1 with some bookmakers, I'm sure. Stephen Hendry was the outstanding favourite. You know, he won it for the first time in 1990. He lost in the quarterfinals in 91. But from 92 to 97, he was gone for 6 in a row, which, you know, he beat Jimmy White in 4 of those finals. The odds were well stacked against me. But I'd had a bit of success against Stephen Hendry, you know, in different tournaments. I wasn't afraid of him. And I thought if I stuck to my game plan that I had a chance. And even though he made 3 centuries in the very first session against me, I was 5-3 ahead. And I thought, well, if that's what he's got to throw at me, I'm prepared. And they make us Irish very, very tough, you know. We're great fighters. You know? We never give in, and we have great belief in ourselves. And I just tried to stick to those principles and play as hard as I could. And eventually, you know, I got my hands on that trophy.
I remember cousins of mine used to live down in Milltown. And I remember, like, you know, for years afterwards, we'd be driving past your old house, and we'd always point it out, that's the house where Ken Doherty's from. How much did it change your life being world champion?
Oh, well, it was incredible. I mean, I came back, you know, in an open-top bus. I never thought that was going to happen to someone who won a snooker tournament in Sheffield, you know, that they'd get the whole of Dublin and stop still. I mean, for 3 hours on the night of the final, there wasn't one call into Central Police Station in Dublin. You know, I'd stop crying on the Monday night. And, of course, coming back to Renland, and the whole of Renland was out for the open-top bus to land in the middle of Renlagh and just get a kiss or a picture with the cup. And it was great celebrations. It was situated on my mother's television in Renlagh Avenue, number 3 Renlagh Avenue, on top of the TV. for the whole year, and it was just it was a fantastic year. I've been to, went out to the middle of Old Trafford, the middle of Lansdowne Road with it, and the middle of Croke Park with it as well. The opening of an envelope, and there I was with the cup. I travelled the length and breadth of the country with it, and I had such a wonderful time. And it brings back, even though it is 21 years, it's still very, very, very fresh in the memory.
You know? Yeah, you mentioned your mother there. I actually had the great pleasure of knowing your late mother. I used to, for a time, drive her in and out to Clisman's with cakes and pastries on a Tuesday and a Friday. So she was a really, really lovely woman. It was a great pleasure to know her. But was it difficult?
The funny thing about it was, you talk about cakes and pastries, and mothers have always got a great way that if you ever sort of getting ahead of yourself, they've got a great way of bringing you back down to earth. And my mother was a great cook, and she used to make apple tarts for the local spar shop in Renlith. And of course, me being world champion in 1997, she asked me to get up out of bed and bring the pastries down to the spar shop, because the guys were too busy in the spar shop to come up and collect them. So I had to get up out of bed, bring them down early in the morning with a big breadboard full of like apple tarts to be sold in the shop in the middle of Renlith, and the cars are beeping at me. You know, walking down like carrying a breadboard full of apple tarts.
Well, I think you actually
job or something like that.
You helped her carry the tarts out to my car once or twice when I was bringing her in or out. And I remember going back and saying, "You won't believe who carried the pastries into the van today." Yeah. Tell me, after the World Championships, like, was it difficult to motivate yourself to keep playing? Was there a sense, you know, that you want to kind of just milk the celebrations for a while? Or, you know, different people, I suppose, react in different ways to celebration.
I probably did milk the celebrations quite a bit during the year. But then the following year, I came back to defend it. And I just missed out to John Higgins. You know, he beat me in 1998 in the final. And I think that sort of hit me a bit hard, because been so used to having the cup in the house, and then it wasn't there anymore, you know. And like, even though, you know, the year before it was like people lining the streets, stopping the car, beeping the horns when you win it. And I got to the airport in 1998 coming home, there was nobody there, you know. I got to the final, so it was a big difference. And you have to just get on with it and try and get it back. And I tried, lost again in the final in 2003, and it was never to be. But look at, I got my hands on that cup, my name is on it, and nobody ever can rub that off. You know?
Yeah, not many people have gotten their name on it. Would you fancy another crack at the Crucible? Are you still going to try and get back there?
Yeah, I mean, I lost out this year to Matthew Stevens in the final qualifying match. It would have been nice to walk out through the curtains and down into the Crucible floor without a microphone in my hand, and a cue in my hand instead, which would be lovely, you know. The last time I was here, I got down on my knees and kissed the carpet, because I absolutely love this place. It's a great, great atmosphere, great theatre, great place to play snooker. And I used to dream about playing here, you know, as a kid. So to go out and play, I'd love to go and do it once more without a shadow of a doubt. And then I can hang up my cue gracefully.
All right. Ken Doherty, the World Snooker Champion 1997. Ken, thanks very much for speaking to us today.